It's 5:44. Good afternoon. This is 88.5 KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. And for the next few minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about parking in Seattle. City leaders are hoping that changes to some parking policies might help address big issues like affordable housing and climate change. The city council has voted to adjust several regulations of off-street parking. And for more on that, we turn to 88.5's Simone Alisea.
Among the changes, building owners will have to separate the cost of parking from rent for tenants. They'll also be able to rent out any unused parking. And more areas of the city will be considered served by frequent transit, where new buildings don't have to include parking. Just the idea of less parking can seem frustrating to Seattleites who drive. Many testified as much before the city council voted 7-1 to approve the changes. Councilmember Mike O'Brien acknowledged it's a possibly unpopular shift for the city, but he emphasized the need to address car emissions.
We also, as a community, have to take actions to change our impacts on the climate right here locally. And these are hard actions because they require each of us to slightly change the way that we live in our communities.
Councilmember Lisa Herbold was the sole vote against the proposal. She wanted further study in neighborhoods where developers are already given the option not to build parking. Some questions still on the table include whether there's enough transit to encourage people to ditch their cars and whether not having to build parking will mean developers will build more affordable housing. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.
One of the more contentious parking changes the Seattle City Council has made has been to the definition of frequent transit service. That's because new developments in areas that are considered served by frequent transit, as you just heard, don't have to include parking. And many Seattleites worry that that could make competition for street parking even fiercer. KNKX talked to people downtown and around South Lake Union about the change.
I actually used to live until a few months ago next door to a property that was just developed with, I want to say, about 100 apartments with no parking at all. And although it did affect me on the street, I think that the housing crisis is more of an issue and that we need to build more houses.
Well, hopefully it comes with more buses, not just incentivizing people taking buses, but actually providing more to make that experience better and incentivize it that way also.
I grew up in New York, and there no one had, I mean, there was a great transport system and nobody had a car, so I know that can work really well. I think it's going to be a lot of growing pains for Seattle, though.
That was the voices of Monica Dawson, Avery Sauer, and Deirdre Collins talking about off-street parking changes in Seattle.